Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast. I'm Pat Hindle, and I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. This is our third podcast in our new series on innovative Internet of Things applications. And today we are exploring how wireless technology can help in the healthcare applications. To discuss this subject with us, we have Hui Sin, Vice President and General Manager of the General Electronics Measurement Solutions at Keysight Technology. Thank you for joining us today.
Okay, hi, thanks, Pat. I'm very happy to be here. Okay, so maybe let me start by briefly introduce myself. I'm the Vice President and General Manager of Keysight's General Electronic Measurement Solutions. And this comprises of the consumer electronics, healthcare, and industry and process control end markets. So I'm driving Keysight's business in these areas. At the same time, I'm also the Vice President of Keysight Educations. That means I'm also leading the company's focus on teaching and research labs of universities around the world. Well, I have been in the electronics and semiconductor industries my entire career, and that's more than 20 years now. It's a long time, and I have had many different roles in marketing, manufacturing, supply chain, and also business management. You know, I have seen so many changes in the industry over the years. But I think now this is the most exciting time with all the different technologies converging and growing so fast. And one of the areas is definitely telehealth. And you can see that great transformation is happening right here. Okay, so I'm really excited to talk to you more about it today.
Great. Let's start off with how the COVID-19 pandemic has shown kind of a spotlight on the need for better healthcare delivery system. You know, expectations and demands are rising, hospitals are under tremendous pressure, and there is a shortage of skilled healthcare providers. So telehealth promises an alternative to the traditional delivery of healthcare. Can you tell us what is the scenario that this looks like and how it's playing out in the market?
COVID-19 has really accelerated the demand for telehealth. Doctors and patients have been turning to telehealth for routine medical care to avoid the risk of going to a hospital. In fact, a Fair Health study reported recently that private telehealth insurance claims in the US increased more than 40 times. And this is in March this year compared to the same period last year. Well, according to Frost and Sullivan, demand for telehealth was soar this year. The U.S. telehealth industry is expected to see more than a 60% growth in 2020. And it is also forecast to grow sevenfold by 2025. So all this is great news because to me, telehealth has great potential and it could really help increase the access to healthcare for rural areas, address the medical personnel shortages you mentioned earlier, provide a better medical care, and reduce the overall healthcare costs. And if you look at it at its simplest form, telehealth leverages IoT technologies to move medical diagnostics and patient monitoring from hospital to home. Okay. And this is in the form of video conferencing, teleconsultation, and remote patient monitoring. But overall, with the advancing of technology, We are looking at more complex and sophisticated applications coming out, like remote surgery using robotics, smart emergency services, and real-time augmented and virtual reality for diagnosis and treatment. So this is all very, very exciting.
What are the current technology challenges that hospitals and healthcare facilities are facing to implement the telehealth and the other capabilities that you mentioned?
Gary, there are several challenges. I think the biggest one is about network capacity. I mean, it is fine today to support teleconsultation, just facilitating doctor-patient communication through video conferencing for basic medical assessment. But current network capacity is not allowing us to go beyond that. Imagine just to do remote monitoring of patients, there's going to be more patients needing continuous monitoring and care, and all from one hospital network. And there's also going to be a lot more devices to manage and integrate, and more data flowing through the network. And we are not even talking about having other services yet, like smart emergency services or remote surgery. So the number one challenge is really about how to increase network capacity. Besides network, then the next challenge is about having an ultra-reliable, high-speed, wide bandwidth, and low-latency network. You see, we are dealing with a mission-critical situation here, you know, in healthcare. So network reliability and speed makes the difference between life and death. Let me give you a real example of a remote robotic surgery. Now, a group of doctors demonstrated this last year in China. They successfully inserted a stimulation device in the brain of a Parkinson's patients from thousands of miles away. Well, a surgeon located remotely controlled a robotic arm in the operating theater through a master console. And a 3D vision system allowed the surgeon to see what was happening in the theater. Medical devices connected to the patient allowed the surgeon to monitor the patient's vital signs real-time from where he was. Okay. And at the same time, actually at that time, other doctors from different locations joined in via telepresence to observe that and learn. So in this case, the network latency was only about 2 milliseconds. So increased bandwidth and data speeds with extreme low latency makes these kinds of remote surgery possible. Maybe another challenge to discuss is about ensuring the security and efficiency of health systems. And this needs to happen at various levels. At the network levels, hospitals need secure and efficient systems to manage electronic medical records and hospital workflows. Network security and data protection are important to safeguard patients' data privacy, especially for mobile access to medical records. And then at the software application level, the performance and efficiency of a healthcare system software is important. This is to streamline clinical workflow, engage the community, and deliver advanced patient care. And then at the device level, connected medical devices must be secure and compliant. Well, firstly, to ensure devices are protected from hackers. And secondly, to ensure the connected devices can operate well with other devices in crowded hospital environments. Network capacity, bandwidth, security, and efficiency. These are a couple of challenges that hospitals and healthcare facilities are facing.
Well, that's an interesting scenario with the remote surgery. I've always been intrigued with that. And so you had talked about the network capacity, connectivity, and bandwidth. So how does 5G meet the needs and what's changing?
Definitely, Pat. Well, 5G will advance telehealth beyond what it is today. And maybe here's how 5G make advanced telehealth application a reality. Because 5G offers three main services, namely the enhanced mobile broadband, ultra-reliable low-latency communication, and also the massive machine-type communications. The enhanced mobile broadband basically provides high bandwidth that can support real-time 3D video, augmented reality, and also virtual reality applications. Well, it will have a high speeds up to, we're talking about 20 gigabits per second, and 1 gigahertz type of bandwidth supporting 10,000 times more traffic than the current 4G networks. And then for ultra-reliable low-latency communications, it basically enables time-critical communications for services such as a remote robotic surgery that I talked about just now. If you look at it, the latency for 4G is around 50 milliseconds, but 5G can achieve well below 10 milliseconds. And in best cases, it's only around 1 millisecond delays. And then lastly, the massive machine-type communication enables millions of devices to interact and communicate with low data rates, less energy, and lower costs. And this massive machine-type communication can support connection density of 1 million devices per square kilometer versus around 4,000 devices in the current 4G network. So this is going to work well for hospitals. And then I think you asked about what's changing. Well, for one, we're seeing more collaborations between hospitals and telecommunication companies to set up 5G capabilities. While hospitals are gearing up to expand the telehealth services to support more complex use cases, and they are making broader investment in 5G infrastructure, as well as AI and big data analytics for healthcare. So for example, early this year, Veterans Affairs in California launched its first 5G-enabled hospitals. So the 5G network is set up to expand telehealth services and enable remote surgery. And then similarly in Korea, KT Corporation and Samsung Medical Center are working together to develop 5G-enabled medical services. So this includes digital pathology, AI-enabled care for inpatients and others. And also in China as well, more than 100 hospitals use 5G systems for telehealth services during this coronavirus outbreak. While they use services like 5G power teleconsultation, remote CT scanning, and also the remote ultrasound testing. While all this helped to deal with the shortage of medical personnel and to minimize the risk of person-to-person transmission of the infection, especially during this COVID-19 situation. Another thing that we see changing is the convergence of consumer and medical devices. Consumer electronic companies like Apple, Huawei, Samsung are entering the wearable medical device market to move up to a higher value chain, okay, a solution. And on the other hand, medical device companies like Medtronic and ResMed are launching portable devices for use outside the medical facility. This is for them to capture the higher volume consumer market. And beside this, we can expect to see more advanced innovation for telehealth, leveraging 5G, like we're going to see more new medical device development, especially wearable and hearable for remote monitoring, and more medical innovation in tandem with other technologies such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, augmented reality, virtual reality, and edge computing. So some of the examples will be like chronic disease management using smart devices, remote surgery using robotic, and then, of course, AR, VR technologies in diagnosis and treatment. So there's going to be a lot of changes happening, and then maybe there will be a higher integration that we are going to see for better care, integration between hospital, healthcare providers, device manufacturers, are expected to work closely on data sharing and online care coordination. So Pat, Gary, and you can see that a lot of potential for telehealth here, and it's going to get even more interesting in the next couple of years.
Yes, definitely sounds like that. Well, we think of Insight as a test and measurement company. What is the company's role in these new healthcare applications?
Keysight is helping to address the technology challenges in implementing and growing the adoption of telehealth. We are involved in multiple aspects. Now, firstly, Keysight is helping to accelerate the 5G commercialization. So being the leader in 5G, we are doing this through our collaboration with leading mobile operators like Verizon, KT, Korea, NTT Docomo in Japan, China Telecom, and so on. And we're also working with top chipset and device manufacturer, for example, Qualcomm, Samsung, MediaTek, Motorola, Mobility, and so on. So that's on the 5G commercialization. And then we're also helping to address the critical needs to ensure the interaction of things, IoT devices, does not become the interference of things. We call this the key consideration, the 5C of IoTs. So the 5C, connectivity, continuity, compliance, coexistence, and cybersecurity. An example is what we are doing with a customer who develops continuous glucose monitoring, or CGM in short. Well, a CGM basically tracks a patient's glucose level at regular intervals. It then sends the reading to a smart device via wireless communication for proactive diabetes control. So CGM, just like many IoT devices, is battery powered. So we are helping this customer to look into the 5C of IoT. First, ensuring that the CGM has robust and reliable connectivity for device-to-device and device-to-cloud communication. And then we provide compliance and wireless co-assistance test solution for the CGM and help the device manufacturer meet the relevant standards and regulation, such as standards defined by FCC and FDA, for example. And we also help our customer optimize the CGM power consumption. This is to maximize the battery life and ensure continuity to its operation. And finally, we also help our customer secure the CGM and its infrastructure from cyber threats. So organizations such as the FDA and ETSI have also released the standards for IoT device level cybersecurity. So this establishes a security baseline for connected devices. Speaking of cybersecurity, Keysight also offer network security and network visibility solutions to minimize security breaches and increase patient privacy in hospitals and healthcare facilities. But that's not all Keysight is doing. A new and exciting area we are looking into is about software test automation and data analytics to improve the healthcare and connectivity system. Eggplant, which is a Keysight recent acquisition, will basically expand Keysight solution offerings to address this area. Well, Eggplant is an intelligent software test automation platform provider. And we are leveraging on its artificial intelligence and behavioral analytics to optimize digital experience in the healthcare system. So that's a high-level summary of what Keysight is doing in telehealth. In a nutshell, we are helping to accelerate the innovation in this area.
Well, it's quite impressive. So thank you, Weesin, for joining us to talk about the potential of healthcare as it embraces wireless technologies like 5G and other aspects, robotics and cybersecurity and so forth. It's quite an expansive area. Many of us are focused on RF microwave technology and the components that use it, and we don't often get to hear about the applications. So we really appreciate you giving us a view into your work and the impact it can have in people's lives, particularly healthcare, which is so central to the quality of life. So we wish you and your team success. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Pat, for inviting me and having me on your show. It was a pleasure talking to both of you. Thank you.